Hey, it's Friday, last day of the week, day 25. We are, let's see here, in Psalm 51, 100, 103, and I feel like famously 139. That's a really popular psalm.
Yeah, it's when I read it almost every funeral I do.
Oh, really?
Because it's such a good reminder that God knows us inside and out.
Nice.
And he's created us carefully for a purpose.
Nice.
And yeah.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Psalm 51.
Yeah, let's dig in here. Psalm 51.
Let's do some confession.
That's exactly what this is. This is a prayer of confession. David has screwed up royally with Bathsheba, but the thing is, he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's asking God to make him right.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy on me, right? And he says, here's how I'm asking for the mercy. Not because I'm a good guy, not because I've done good things, but have mercy on me according to your love and compassion, right? It's basically what David's saying in this whole psalm is, because of who you are, God, forgive me,
mm-hmm.
right? Out of the riches of your character, help me be better, forgive me. And he confesses, against you and you only have I sinned. Now, in a sense, he sinned against Bathsheba. He sinned against Israel. He sinned against, obviously, Uzziah, sinned against Joab's conscience. He sinned greatly against people. But David is basically saying, look, none of that compares to you. You're the one I've wronged. Yes, I hurt them, but you're the one that I've gone against. You're the one I've wronged. And I desire to do better. Cleanse me and I'll be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. You've crushed my bones. Like, I love that, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like this idea, and again, it's poetic. His bones aren't really crushed, but it's this idea that you have given me guilt, right? Because, and shame because of my sin, but I want to repent and I want to be free of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that can do that for me is you.
Yeah.
And so this is a great psalm of confession.
Well, we see that created me a new heart. That's or a pure heart. That's
Well, I love this too in verse 16. You don't delight in sacrifice, mm-hmm. or I'd give you a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you another burnt offering because you don't take pleasure in that. You want my heart.
Right.
And so give me a pure heart so that I can really say
real repentance.
That I'm right with you, right? It's not just going through the motions, but it's really being broken. And so that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to Psalm 100. And in Psalm 100, we have this very short psalm of just thanksgiving. Basically, just, hey, God is good. And let's give him thanks,
mm-hmm.
right? We know that the Lord is good. He made us. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. So we're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. This is just a psalm of excitement about who God is and how good God is. We keep going, and in Psalm 103, we get this more praise for who God is. But this one gets a little bit more historical.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of walking through some of the things that God has done for Israel, crowns you with love and compassion, satisfies you, your desires with good things. He's compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a nod to Exodus.
Not always accusing, nor will he harbor his anger forever. And I love that. It's like God could accuse, and he has right to be angry. But he's not accusing and he's not harboring. And it's just this great picture of what he's done, having compassion on his children and with those who keep his covenants and follow his laws. I love this picture that God provides in the psalm just about how good and faithful he is. And there's really nothing we can do but give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion, in his creation. Just give him praise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And then we come to Psalm 139.
Yes.
Where we see a psalm about it's really his attributes are all on display here.
His attributes are on display here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one we read to that we point to. Look, God is involved in.
Yep.
conception.
Yeah.
Right? From the beginning, God is involved in weaving people together. It's one of the reasons we say unborn life is mm-hmm. life.
Yep.
Because God clearly is, the psalmist tells us, yeah. is in the creation of that mm-hmm. person. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, in Psalm 139, we get this picture that God knows us inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
You've searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit, you know when I stand, mm-hmm. you know my thoughts, you discern me going and coming. And then we get this point where he says, before I even talk, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like before I even say anything, you know what's going to come out of my mouth. There's this text in here says he knows every day of our life like it's a page in a book,
mm-hmm.
right? And to know that, we remember that God exists outside of time.
Yeah. So we see his omniscience.
He does know me and my whole life. He's not experiencing today the same way I am,
mm-hmm.
right? He already knows today, and he's looking at today, tomorrow, and every day of my life all laid out before him. And it's all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get this idea that God is in control
mm-hmm.
and he's powerful. And I love the thing too, the psalmist says it and it's almost like in a sense, it's creepy. Like I can't get yeah. away from you. Right?
High, low, east, west.
I could go everywhere that I could think of. I could go up to the heavens yep. and you're there. Yeah. I could go down to the grave and you're there. I could turn off all the lights and you can still see me.
He is omnipresent.
He is right there. And it does. It's like, oh man, I can't get away from God. But get this.
That's a good thing.
You can't get away from God.
yeah.
Right? God is everywhere. And there is no way for us to escape him. And what I love about this is this picture that even knowing us this intimately, God loves us so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like he will not let us get away from him, whether it's by accident or whether we're running, he will mm-hmm. not allow us mm-hmm. to run away.
Yeah. I sat under some really great teaching over this psalm about how just the Bible in general, we tend to try to make it about us first. Yeah. And when we make it about God first, it changes it totally. So she took us through this exercise where you read through this psalm and first emphasize me, all the places it says me, because that's how we tend to read stuff. But I would love to challenge you to go back through and read this and I'll put the emphasis on you. And it changes it entirely.
Oh, yeah.
That you have searched me, Lord. You know when I sit and when I rise. And just read it through that way and it will blow your mind.
Yeah. And the call here in 139 is, you know everything about me. Help me stay pure. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you require of me. That's what you want from me, is for me to stay pure and to be holy. And so help me to do that. And yeah, we are fearfully, wonderfully made intimately.
Mm-hmm.
God is so intimate
with us. He is so wonderful.
Go back to David's statement, and I don't know if it was earlier today or yesterday or whenever, they all blend together after a while, but but that he's made us a little lower than the angels for a time, mm-hmm. right? Just for a time, he's made us a little lower than the angels. Who are we that God would think so highly of us?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's easy to understand why we make it about us,
mm-hmm.
right? Because God is lavish such on us, mm-hmm. but it's not about us. That's mm-hmm. about who he is
mm-hmm.
and about how good and gracious and loving he is.
Yeah.
And so we just want to remember that. And the Psalms are a great picture of just God's glory and magnificence.